Welcome to Shir 20, and here we're going to continue our discussion of Passover B'Kisnin, and we're going to say the Shir L'Zichro Nishmas Baruch Ben Rav Avram Yitzchak and Sar Friedel Bas Tzvi Zev HaKohen. In our last Shir, we gave the first definition of Passover B'Kisnin. We said that it is dough with a pocket. The second opinion of Passover B'Kisnin is that it means a dough which is very sweet, such as with honey, or is made with a tremendous amount of oil or spices. Since the taste of the honey is very noticeable, people do not use this as bread, as a staple of their meal, but rather it's eaten as a sweet item or a dessert, and therefore the bracha is mizonos. Now let's say there is honey in this bread, but it's not so pronounced, so in such a case, it's a machlokas, if this is considered Passover B'Kisnin. So one opinion says that the honey must be intense, and if not, then it's regular bread. And this is often similar to the sweeter chalos that we can get. And the reason for this is that the flour is the ikar. And this is the opinion of the Ashkenazim, that we recite a hamotzi on bread that has a sweet taste, as long as it's not an intensely sweet taste such as cake. Now, Sfardim, however, recite a mizonos on all bread, which is even mildly sweet. There are those who make bread by mixing the dough with fruit juice, and they call this mizonos bread. And there are several strikes against this concept. One is that you can't taste the juice at all. Second is that this bread is a complete substitute for regular bread, and people are kovei asuda on it. And therefore, Rav Forst writes that you absolutely must wash, recite hamotzi, and bench on this so-called mizonos bread. And we're going to return to this topic later. The third opinion on what Passover B'Kisnin is that it's a very dry dough that breaks easily. So even if this dough is made from flour and water alone, this type of bread is not made for a meal, but it's eaten as a snack. So for example, kichel, crackers, pretzels, all of these items fit into this definition, and all of them are mizonos. According to what we just said, matzah should be mizonos, and we should only make a hamotzi on it on Pesach, as this is the bread of Pesach. Now, due to this, there is a machlokas if one should recite hamotzi or mizonos on matzah. So, Svarnim recite mizonos, while Ashkenazim say a hamotzi. And the poskim explain that it should be hamotzi since we eat it as the main staple of our meals. It's filling, and it's not for a snack or for a dessert, and therefore it's hamotzi, it's actual bread. Some make a distinction between matzah, which is made for a meal, and small matzos that are made as a snack. Egg matzah and other matzos made with eggs, fruit juice, and the like. This is called matzah ashira, and this is a mizonos. Melba toast, which are pieces of bread that are dried out in the oven, and they break apart easily. So these are still considered bread. And according to Rav Forst, one recites hamotzi on melba toast. Since we have multiple opinions as to the definition of Passover B'Kisnin, poskim say that we should recite a mizonos on all of them and an alamichya on all of them. There are those that say that anything that is eaten as a snack or a dessert should be mizonos, even if it does not fall into any of these categories. So before we continue, we're going to do a review of the three types of Passover B'Kisnin. So the first is a type of pas that has a pocket, and the pocket is filled with, let's say, fruit or something like that. So if it doesn't taste like pas, so for example, like pie, and it's full of peiros, it's mizonos. If it's full of meat, so if it's the type of thing that's made for a snack, it's a mizonos. And if it's the type of thing which is made for a sudas keva, you would make a mizonos based on a suffix. If it's a bread that has a complete bread flavor, but it has some items in it that make it sweet, so for example, raisin challah, so that would be a hamotzi. Okay, if you have your very dry dough, which cracks and breaks apart, so if it's made into bread itself, and then it's dried out, so that's hamotzi. But if it's made like that from the beginning, so let's say like crackers, those are mizonos. Now the third type, which is a dough that is baked with honey or with spices. So if it's very, very obvious, that's what we call cake, right? And that's a mizonos. If the taste is not so strong, so the Sfaradim make a mizonos, and the Ashkenazim would make a hamotzi on this type of bread. So this concludes our discussion of the three types of pasavah b'kisnin. And next time we're going to get into more detail on this topic.